Okay, good evening, everyone. First of all, thank you to the Langers for opening their homes. Such a beautiful event. And a yasher koach, I think, to Aryeh for organizing. And I'll just take the opportunity, just in public, to really thank and to recognize Peretz. I've never seen a more selfless and dedicated, selfless to a fault, but that's a conversation we'll have a different time. He shoulders too much and does too much. And I think the call that Naftali is making for more people getting involved and more people helping out, I think, is an incredible opportunity. There's a lot to be done. There's an incredible amount of beautiful avoda that still remains untouched. And the truth is, the more hands there are, the more that can be accomplished. So I think everything that needs to be said has already been said. Rabbi Berkowitz spoke beautifully. Naftali spoke beautifully. I'm sure I don't know if there was anyone else before I came who spoke beautifully, but I'll add three very short points. You know, as I was getting ready for this evening tonight, so if you look on TA's website, you'll notice on their homepage they have their mission. And the mission of the yeshiva, I would venture to say, if you did a search of 50 other yeshivas, it's the same exact mission, which is the way it's supposed to be. The Talmudical Academy, TA, is committed to helping its students reach their highest potential. That's the mission of a yeshiva. It's the mission of a day school. It's a mission. It's an institutional mission. And the truth is, as parents, we're committed to the same exact ideal, to allowing our children not just to be mitzuyon and not just to be excellent, but to allowing them ultimately again to reach the highest level of their potential. So I'd like to share with you for a few moments, so how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we do that as parents? And ultimately again, how does a yeshiva accomplish that as well? So how does a yeshiva accomplish it? The truth is, that's not really my domain. Baruch Hashem, there are wonderful educators, there are wonderful menalim, there are wonderful rebbeim, moros, who Baruch Hashem are very well versed in multiple spectrums of educational philosophy, ideology, methodology, who do an incredible job delivering and disseminating information and ideals to our children each and every day. But as parents, what can we do ultimately to help our children reach their highest potential? And I thought that there are really three small points. There are many more than three points, but for our purposes tonight, three small points. Whenever speaking about chinuch, you can't have a chinuch gathering without quoting the pasuk from Mishlei of chanuch l'nar al pi darko. Literally, teach a child according to his way. So this pasuk is exceptionally important, because what it tells us is children don't all learn the same way. So in the field of education, we know about multiple intelligences. Children learn through different mediums. So again, what kind of it took the world about 1,000 more years to learn. So Shlomo HaMelech already knew in Mishlei, Chanuch l'nar al pi darko, but there's an amazing gra. The Vilna Gaon says something dramatically amazing. He says, V'ha'inyon, ki ha'adam i'efshar lo lishbar darko. Literally what this phrase means is, a person can't change. A person can't change. So you need to say those words. It almost sounds like apikarsus. Part of the bread and butter, part of the fundamental foundational underpinning of Yiddishkeit is the ability to change. Constant and consistent change is part of our everyday ideology. Yet the Gra says, V'inyon ki ha'adam i'efshar lo lishbar darko. People can't change. So the girl goes on to explain, what does that mean? He says, each of us are born with a teva. We're born with a nature. We could change certain parts of who we are. We could change certain aspects of our identity. And we could even change certain behaviors. But we can't change our teva. We can't change our essence. We can't change who it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as. And so the girl says, do you know what successful chinuch is? He says, you know, sometimes parents make a dramatic mistake of trying to make our children in our image. That we don't like to admit it, but you know, as soon as our children are born, so we have great aspirations for them, right? He's going to be a doctor. I could tell just the way he behaved in the nursery, the way he got along with the nurses while he was there. He's going to be a physician, that's for sure. Or this one's going to be a Rosh Yeshiva, or this one's going to that. The truth is, don't make future plans for your child. Because the goal is not to create my child in my image. The goal is to help my child create his own image. What the Gra is telling us is Chanuch l'nar al pi darko means know your child. You know, I came across This past week, I said it over to Rabbi Spiro, but then he told me he knew it already. I saw this past week an incredible interview with Rabbi Belsky, Zichrono Lebracha. Rabbi Saul Belsky was the Rosh Yeshiva of Tar Vadas, and there was an interview, this must have been from 10, 12 years ago, I don't know if it was Hamodiya or somewhere else, and they asked him a fascinating question. They said to him, you know, could Rosh Yeshiva attribute his success to his mother? You know, behind every great man, of course, is an incredibly great and supportive wife, but before there's a wife, there's also a supportive mother. So they asked Rosh Yeshiva, you know, can you tell us, like, did your mother do something special in your home that allowed the Rosh Yeshiva to become a Gadol B'Yisrael? Maybe she lit Shabbos candles early. Maybe she had a special kavanas by the tefillos for the Shabbos. Like maybe she was extra, you know, makbir on sneer. What they asked, like they went through a whole litany of hafrosh, schala, literally a whole litany of questions. So Rabelsky paused, and he said she did do something. He said, every single night before she put me to sleep, Rabelsky was born in America, and his mother was also born in America, which is a great anomaly, to have a Gadol B'Yisrael, who again was born in America. So he said, every night before I went to sleep, my mother used to hold me, and she would sing to me, "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine." And he said, the fact that my mother always told me that I was her sunshine made me feel good, gave me a self-confidence to ultimately, again, become a Gadol B'Yisrael. And I want to be clear, she didn't say, my Rosh Yeshiva, my little Rosh Yeshiva, my beautiful Rosh Yeshiva. All she did was she was machshiv her child. She made her little baby boy feel important for who he was. Whatever you're going to be, whatever you're going to grow up to be, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Lesson number one in helping our children actualize their potential is to, number one, know our child. Sometimes we're so focused on what we want our children to become that we forget to actually get to know them for who they are. We're so desperate to ensure that they do well in Gemara, in Halacha, in math, in science, that we forget to take a step back and to ask ourselves, who is this little boy? Who is this child? What are his kochos? What are his strengths? What are his weaknesses? Because if it's only chanoch l'napi darko, this child is who he is. And no matter how much I push him, his teva is going to be the same. So I have to take the time to get to know who he is. And then, and only then, can I help him ultimately actualize his potential. Lesson number two. There's an amazing Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin. The Mishnah says, actually, a braisa, talks about the obligations that a father has towards his child. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Ha'av chaye bibno lemolo, a father is obligated to give his son a bris milah, lifdoso, to redeem him if he's taken captive, lalamdo Torah, to teach him Torah, la'sio isha, to marry him off, ulalamdo umnus, to teach him a parnasa. At least according to some opinions, there's a chiyuv to have a parnasa. I don't know, I'm not fast getting on that, but there's an opinion like that. So he goes on, he says, v'yesh omrim, af lohoshito b'mayim. The Gemara quotes another opinion, to teach him to swim. To teach him to swim. What a strange addition. Everything else I understand, bris milah, teach him to learn, marry him off, teach him a trade. To teach him to swim, what does that mean? So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something amazing. He says, what does it mean to teach your child to swim? It means to teach your child to be self-sufficient and independent. That sometimes we have to stop coddling. Sometimes we have to stop, resist that urge to be a parental crutch and let our children figure things out. The earlier we allow our children to be self-sufficient, the earlier we allow our children to take ownership and to take responsibility over their decisions, over the realities of their life, and over the trajectory that they create for themselves, the earlier we teach them to swim, the more successful they will be in life. It's only, you know, the interesting metaphor, says the Baal Shem Tov, is that when you have to learn to swim, again, if there's no one else, you just got to figure it out. You have to figure out how to tread. And then when treading's not enough, because you can't just keep your head above water, you have to figure out how to advance. A parent is obligated to give a child the necessary tools to be successful, but a parent is also obligated to teach a child how to be self-sufficient and independent. And number three, the pasuk that we say every single day in Kriyat Shema, Vishinamtam Livanecha. Torah tells us that we have an obligation as parents to teach our children Torah. And they came across as a beautiful insight by the Ksava Kabbalah of Mecklenburg, who says so beautifully the following idea. He says, what's the pasuk before? What's the beginning of that section? So Torah tells me, I have to teach my child Torah. So how do I teach my child Torah? How do I teach them Torah? So Ksava Kabbalah says, the beginning of that section is, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavcha, u'b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol ma'odecha. Love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then afterwards it says, V'ayu Advaram Ma'ila, and then afterwards, B'shinamtam Levanecha. And Rav Mecklenburg says something so beautiful. He says, people think that the way I teach my child Torah is I sit down, I open up a sefer, and I teach them. That's absolutely one of the ways. But there's a more dramatic way to teach your child Yiddishkeit, which is model the right behavior. If I am a person who personifies the Ahavta as Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'odecha, if I lead by example, and I love the Ribbono Shel Olam, I love His Torah, I love my Yiddishkeit, I love my people, and I love them with a palpable passion, and I emote that feeling of love, I emote that incredible connection that I feel to my religion, to my God, that's B'shinamtam Levanecha. That sometimes the greatest lessons we teach our children are not through the words we speak, but it's through the things we do. You know, we very often as parents learn this in a negative way, right? You know, there's that first time where you are having a important or private conversation with your spouse and you were sure that your kids had absolutely no idea what you were talking about. And then, of course, much to your chagrin when you hear it back from your friends because your kid told it to his friends, told it to his. Our children pick up on everything. If we model the right kind of dveikus v'Hashem, if we model the right kind of passionate Judaism, if we live lives of v'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, then by definition that becomes v'shinamtam levanecha. And I can't say enough how incredibly important this is. You could have the most wonderful school, you could have the most wonderful rabbeim, you could have the most wonderful infrastructure, but if parents don't model the right behavior, if parents don't model the right commitment, if parents don't model the right level of intensity in their Yiddishkeit, and not just a mechanistic behavioral observance, but a love, an excitement, then our children could get all the most wonderful chinuch wherever they're going to school, but they won't get the most important chinuch. And that's the behavioral modeling that we as parents have the ability to give them. V'shinamtam levanecha comes about when parents personify v'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. We teach our children when we embody an passionate embrace of Yiddishkeit, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of His mitzvos. And one of the most important things that we can do, to echo really what Naftali and Rabbi Berkowitz both said, is when our children see that we are involved in their chinuch. And when I say not involved in their chinuch, I don't mean the kind of involvement where little Chaim Yankel comes home and he's upset that somebody was, his teacher was not nice to him, so the parent gets on the phone and calls every single executive board member, and this, that, this, parent, teacher. Sometimes that's necessary. I'm talking about positive involvement. When our children see that their chinuch matters to us, when our children see that you going to yeshiva like TA is such a wonderful covet, such a wonderful opportunity, and I as your parent want to be involved in your chinuch. I want to, you know, sometimes we come home after a long day, and our kids want to tell us all about their day. And let's be honest, maybe this is much more for the men than it is for the women. The truth is, about 97 seconds in, you're like, okay, I'm good. I heard enough. Fantastic. I mamish, like, I've got 50 million things I still have to do. And to be honest, I don't care what you played at recess. Are you happy? Are you healthy? Nobody hurt you. You didn't hurt anyone else. Shalom Yisrael. Great day. Right? And meanwhile, again, my kid just wants to tell me every single detail. I can't tell you how important that extra 3, 4, 5 minutes is. Because when you sit down and you listen, what you're telling your child is that your chinuch is important to me. Because you know their chinuch is not just what happens in the classroom. Chinuch is also about what happens in the playground. Chinuch is also about what happens in the lunchroom. Chinuch is also what happens when waiting for carpool. That's all chinuch also. That's all chinuch. And when you take the time to just listen to what your son has to say about his day in school, as mundane and honestly boring as it may be, it shows that you're interested. And when you take the time to show up to parent-teacher conferences, right, even though, again, I don't know why it's always at the most inconvenient times. This is just a different discussion, right? But, and for the teachers even more, right? So, but if you take the time to do it, and even though, again, halavai, all of our children should be great, and the report should be wonderful, or if they're not so great, I already know ahead of time, because I've gotten 50 phone calls about what I'm, if I take the time and my kids see, that I'm taking time out of my free time to go ahead and to go to the yeshiva, to meet with their teachers, to meet with their rebbeim. It's telling them your chinuch is important to me. And if they see me volunteer on behalf of the yeshiva, if they see me take of my precious spare time, of which most of us have very little, especially given the fact that Baruch Hashem, there are so many wonderful and magnificent organizations and institutions in our community. And most of us are not just involved in one school, we're involved in multiple schools, and usually not just one shul, but multiple shuls, and the chesed organizations, and everything else. And when our children see that even though Ima, Abba, Mami, Tati, whatever you go by, really have very little free time, but yet they give up some of that precious free time to the yeshiva, the message that it sends is that my sunshine, my little sunshine, your chinuch is so important to me. Because the most important thing is that you grow up to be a Ben Torah. Whether that's a Ben Torah is going to be a Rosh Yeshiva, whether it's a Ben Torah is going to be an accountant, a lawyer, a doctor, whatever it is, that's the chinuch lina api darko. Whatever you're going to be, I just want you to be a Ben Torah. And I, as your parent, will do anything and everything in my power to make sure that that happens. Three simple lessons. Know your child, chanuch lena api darko. Don't make your child in your image, but get to know who your child really is. Teach your child the art of swimming, the ability to be self-sufficient, and inspire children by being inspired parents. And one of the most beautiful aspects of inspiration is don't take a passive role, but take an active role in your son's yeshiva. Take an active role in your son's chinuch. And halavai natzichus of internalizing these three principles, and just coming out tonight together to mechazek the yeshiva. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us all incredible siyata d'shemaya. Because if there's one thing we all know as parents, you need a lot of siyata d'shemaya. Only the Ribono Shel Olam could partner with us to help us raise Bnei Torah in such a complicated world and in such a complicated society. But in the zchus, of the dedication we have to our children, in the schos of the dedication that we have to the yeshiva, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us many years of nachas. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the tools, the strength, and the courage to raise future generations of Bnei Torah. May we give them nachas, may they give us nachas, and may all of us give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas. Thank you.
I look at myself as a Talmud of one's worth talking about. Rabbeim, you know? Wow.